thank you for calling. How can I help?
Yeah, look, I've only just recently last week connected with you guys. My internet is horrible. Mate, it's so slow it downloads.
You're on a 25 Mbps plan. With your previous supplier, what was the plan you were in?
Oh, mate, I'm not 100% sure.
No,
all I know is all I know is when you guys hooked me up from the plan that I was already on, you said that your plan would do everything else and would save me a whole heap of money. And I would have no dramas. Now, mate, it's only been a week, and mate, there's no my whole family's got no internet. It's horrible. If it's not going to be suited, lucky, and I noticed yesterday, I had someone ring me from you guys asking me about joining you guys, and I said to him, I said, the internet's horrible, mate. It doesn't do it. It's ridiculous. It's so slow. So yesterday someone sent me a bill as well from you guys. That's how I got the phone number. He said the 1300 number, give it a ring.
So do you want more speed?
Well, yes, that's right. More speed. It needs to download like 100 times faster. I've gone from whatever it was, you guys were like 16, and now it's fucking like I was at 97 or 99 or something like that, my download speed.
So ideally, to save money, you have downgraded your plan. I can understand that.
I haven't downgraded the plan. It's the plan that you guys told me that you were going to put me on that was going to be equivalent to what I already have. You guys rang me.
Yeah, the sales team called you to offer NBN,
yep.
And that's how you signed up.
And I signed up because you guys are going to take over from my Telstra. If your plan is no good and is not equivalent to what I already had, then there's no point doing it. I'm not here to save dollars. I'm here to make sure that the service that I was getting is I'm getting the equivalent to what I was getting before, and you guys said that you can save me money. Well, anyone can save money if you downgrade it to not doing anything.
Completely.
I can do that with Telstra.
Completely understand. So that's what exactly happened in your case.
So, if you put me on the same plan I was on with Telstra where my internet was fast, then it's not going to save me money, is it?
So, how much was the speed you were getting roughly with Telstra? Just now you mentioned $98.99, right?
That's right, yes.
$98.99
Mbps?
Yep. And now you are just on a 25 Mbps plan with us.
Yeah, well, mate, I'm getting about 16 or 17.
So what do you want to do? Tell me. Upgrade the speed to 100 Mbps?
Yeah, that's right.
That will cost you more money.
Well, that's not... Then I may as well stay with Telstra.
But you have agreed for a 12-month contract also.
No. The agreement is that you guys were going to save me money providing me with the same service.
Okay, let me do one thing. Let me speak this one with my billing manager and my senior management and call you back on this one. I can understand what exactly happened on this case.
Yep, because if you can't provide me the same service, there's no point having it.
But still, can you check one of your Telstra bills and tell me what was this plan you were on with Telstra?
I don't know because mine was all done online. So upload is only downloads are 22, uploads are only 4.8.
No, I'm asking about your Telstra bill to understand what plan you are on.
Well, you should know because that's what he's rang me about. Let me find out. Let me have a look. This is how slow it is. I can't even open my emails. It's so slow. Fucking useless. Let alone watching any bloody Apple TV or anything. It's so slow. Rubbish. Spring statement. Hopeless. I'm going to turn the Wi-Fi off, and then I'll go and use my plan. Points, balance, points.
Okay, how much were you paying with Telstra? Do you remember?
Well, it's connected with my mobile phone, so it was shared.
See, right now, if you want to go to 100 Mbps plan, it will cost you $100 a month.
So, okay.
Do you want me to upgrade the plan to 100 Mbps speed? The download
speed
will be up to 100 Mbps and the upload will be up to 40 Mbps and that will cost you $100 a month. Do you want me to do that?
Yep, do that and we'll see how it goes.
So you agree with the price?
Well, the bill that you just sent me was 90... which I don't understand.
That's a pro-rata bill. Let me
explain. Okay.
What do I mean by pro-rata?
I understand what you
started,
mean.
Yeah, your service started on 28th October, so this bill contains charges from 20th October to 31st October and 1st November to 30th November, okay?
Yep.
So that's why...
It's $92.55, so... making it $100 is not going to affect me very much, is it? Never $7.45. So to make everyone have peace of mind and I don't have my wife screaming at me because there's no fucking internet, then it would be very good to make it, $100 is fine.
Please upgrade this plan to 100 by 40.
Okay, all done?
Yeah, I'm emailing NBN right now. Bear with me, sir.
Okay. You need me still?
Just 30 more seconds. Okay. So once I get a reply from NBN that the speed has been changed, I'll give you a call back. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome, sir.